Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:14, verily, I say to you, and I don't have to be a prophet to tell you this, we're at April 16th. This is going to be miserably hot and humid before long. Today is going to be a beautiful day. Highs of 78. Right now it's 56. Get out and enjoy it while you can. 81 for a high tomorrow, 84. Good Friday, Saturday, 84. Sunday, 84. Cloudy both days. No rain till Monday, but you know, after you get past the middle of April, Mother's Day is knocking on the door, and I can never remember a Mother's Day that was not miserably hot and humid. A lot of people are big fans, believe it or not. Now, I shouldn't say that because he's deserving of fans, but a lot of people are big fans of you. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, how you doing?
I'm doing well, but I don't know about your listeners if they're big fans.
I'm telling you, at least one person in the 601 area code texts in, Andy Smith, yes, thank you, you the man. And when's Andy Smith coming on? And I had to explain, we don't have you chained up in a garage or something. We can't just, you know, grab the chain like in Breaking Bad and bring you out when we want. You have a life of your own, right?
A little bit, you know. Life of a faculty member is not the greatest.
Well,
not bad. I'm not complaining. I should say that.
No heavy lifting, right?
No, well, sometimes.
Let's talk about...
Have you ever been in a faculty meeting?
No. Let's talk about polls out. Newsweek's got one. CBS has one out about... And again, I know how you're a pollster, and the first thing I guess we should say is... It all depends on who's doing the poll, right, and all of that stuff. But about Republicans less trusted on the economy than Democrats for the first time in years. You're a pollster. So you interpret all of this information. Talk about them, and what are we learning, if anything?
Well, I think that, to your point, you got to look at several polls to get a sense of what's going on. You got to look at the wording of the questions. You got to look at the organization. But I think that both the Newsweek poll and the CBS poll in particular do a good job of trying to disentangle some of the issues that are going on with the economy and in the news. And I think the CBS one does a nice job in presenting the differences between party, because I think that's what you're seeing with a lot of this, is that perception is more important than reality, and perception is colored by your own partisan politics. But the economy is not doing good in the eyes of most people, in large part because that's what they see on the TV every day, or listen to on the radio every day. Trump's economic approval rating has been declining. It's gone down by about 7 points over the last month or so, which isn't huge, but it's declining. But the only reason it's staying up as high as it is because of Republicans. And independents are starting to slide off a little bit. And the thing that is, I think, most important politically for perceptions of the economy isn't where things are right now, but where things are going to be a year from now. Because by next spring, the pudding's going to be baked, or the cake's going to be baked for what the election in 2026 is fought over. And economics is one of the major things that got Trump into office this year because of Biden and perceptions that he wasn't handling the economy well. And if it's a year from now and the economy is about where it is now, Trump and Republicans are going to have a difficult time in the midterm elections.
And I think when you say perception, what I got to thinking of is people see stuff on the news, but really, when it comes to tariffs, that really hasn't, other than egg prices, but that was for a different reason. The prices really haven't, because of tariffs, haven't really gone up. So now it's just an idea, right? It's a concept, and the idea of pain is an abstract concept in order of gain later on, and maybe the perception will change once the price increases really do hit, if they do, because I don't know where we stand on tariffs today.
I don't know. I don't think anybody really can tell you what exactly is going to happen, because frankly, nobody knows what the tariffs are from day to day. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest issues that the Trump administration faces, is that there doesn't seem to be a plan. One of the questions that CBS asked was, does Trump have a clear plan for tariffs and trade? And among Democrats, 16% say he does, but 84% does say he doesn't. Among Republicans, 91% say he does, and 9% say he doesn't. So there's this, the perception there is that it's partisan. You're rooting for your guy. When it comes to tariffs, the short-term impact and the long-term impact is something that we can't gauge. But I think you're already seeing some of the short-term impacts, in that the market is pricing in price increases. And that ain't doing so good for your 401k. And that's, I think, one of the other things that people are concerned about, is what all this means to their personal economics. One of the CBS questions was, have Trump's policies, are they making you better off financially or worse off? In March, 42% say that was making you better, worse off, 23% better off. Now it's up to 49% saying they're making you worse off, and 21% saying it's making you better off. So the perceptions aren't good. And I think that the longer this, the back and forth about tariffs go on, it's going to hurt Trump in the long run, because it's kind of like setting the bar lower. And that means if tariffs are going to improve the economy, it's got further to go in the minds of the public, because we all base our economic understanding on our own realities, kind of what we're seeing in our pocketbook, on the news, and then our partisanship, which colors everything.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up right there when we come back, because I want to talk about Trump's 38 to 40%. I don't know if anything could run them off at all. And I think that they're going to, one way or the other, back into economic success, even if it costs them a lot of money to back into it. And because and it's not just Trump supporters, nobody wants to admit they're wrong. So if for whatever reason you are one in that 38 to 40%, and Trump craters the economy, and my own feelings are, I don't think we know. The Pelicans are in a deal right now, Andy, our basketball team, where they're in the midst of hiring a new GM. The social media is going crazy. Bottom line is, we don't know. And I think it's exactly the same thing with these tariffs. Nobody knows what's going to happen yet. People are predicting this or predicting that. But we'll talk when we come back about, when it comes to the midterms, when it comes to a year from now, when some of the effects of these things, if they ever go into effect, happen. And also about the views of the stock market. We talked to conservative economists that say, if you look at the stock market, although it's been down over the last 5 years, it's still up. But that takes in the Biden presidency that people seem to skip over. So I think it all is, as you said, viewed through a partisan prism. We're talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. The Elkhorn Art Jeweler talking text lines open. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. As always, please do not text and drive. Text, data, and message rates may apply. Traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Andy Smith, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Jordan Fiegel, the producer, hates when I do this, but I'm just going to focus on one text that came in, just one text, and it says, garbage, bias, show Trump bashing. I don't know who said anything negative about President Trump at all. Did you? Andy?
Other than a little bit of problems with consistency of message.
Yeah, I didn't say anything negative. I said, we don't know. Nobody knows. But that goes to, and the reason I read it is the 38% of Trump's base, and I know some people in my neighborhood that have flags flying, served in the military and everything else, and God bless them. But I think they could lose their home because of Trump's economic policies. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I think they would find a way to justify how it wasn't his fault.
Well, one of my old media colleagues told me that rationalization is the second strongest human drive, and I think there's a lot to be said for that.
So is it just him, though, Andy? Does he have this thing that other people never did or have before?
No, we've seen this with other politicians. Not as recently. I think with President Obama, there was a little bit. But you get to this point where if you get engaged in politics and you're really following politics a lot, and you get in arguments with your friends or your family, you'll fight tooth and nail to explain why you're right and they're wrong, or why your guy's right and why the other guy's wrong.
And nobody's listening.
And nobody, you're not going to convince anybody one way or the other. It's like saying the Yankees or the Red Sox, the better team, better organization. Well, it depends who's winning.
And they both suck, let's face it. No, I'm just teasing.
My dad played with the Indians.
Did he?
I put ages in, but so I grew up with misery every year.
Your dad was a professional baseball player?
Minor league.
The things you learn just by talking to people, right? Everybody has a story. So anyway, let's get back to politics here and how this all plays out. And President Trump's not up for election in 2 years, but a third of the House, the entire House, a third of the Senate is. I guess it depends. And again, nobody knows where the tariffs stand today, let alone a year from now. So tell me, looking ahead, how this plays out politically with the economy and tariffs and everything else.
Well, one of the questions in that CBS poll was who's responsible for the economy? 54% say it's Trump's economy, 21% it's Biden's problems, and 20% say it's equal. If this stays on and Trump's approval rating is in the low 40s by next spring, Republicans are going to have some big trouble in the midterms.
But to be clear, for people, you know, saying it's the end of the country, for people saying America's coming back, it's far too early to tell any of that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just stay tuned.
Take a break. Take a breath. If you got an Easter gathering, don't talk politics. Talk about something non-controversial like religion. Well, thank you, Andy. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk with Ted Rossman about credit card debt. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Then we go to our news director, Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. And again, I don't mean to beat the same drum over and over, but these days are dwindling down to a precious few where it's nice and you really want to be outside. I was outside yesterday actually fixing the base on the barbecue pit. Ted Rossman, you'd be interested in this because I'm always looking to save a dollar, right? And I didn't want to buy a new barbecue pit. So what I did was got about $30 of lumber and turned it into firewood. Because that's the kind of carpenter I am, but eventually I got it done. Highs of 78 today, so it'd be nice. Get out and enjoy it. 56 right now, but before you know it, it's going to be hot and humid. Ted Rossman does join us now, a Bankrate senior industry analyst. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Did you take any wood shop in high school or anything like that? Are you a skilled woodworker, carpenter, anything like that?
I did take that class a long time ago. I wish I was more skilled in that area. I like a little DIY.
I have no talent at all. I cut a board three times. It's still too short. Let's talk about credit about credit card debt and what America, what tariffs are doing. Any effect on credit card debt at all? Are tariffs having any effect on anybody yet?
The worry is that it's going to lead to higher prices. You know, we're starting to see that trickle in. It's been kind of confusing because it's been sort of tariffs on, tariffs off. But we actually saw a big pull forward in demand leading up to all of these announcements, and a lot of people were stocking up on things both big and small. But the worry is higher prices, and the Yale Budget Lab says that the average household could end up spending about $4,000 a year more because of tariffs, and that's just going to make the credit card debt burden more difficult because people already have a lot of credit card debt. The average per household is about $6,600, according to TransUnion, and it's just the kind of thing that becomes very persistent. 6 in 10 credit card debtors have had it for at least a year. The average interest rate is around 20%. It is a significant obstacle for a lot of households.
Has there ever been any research to indicate or correlate credit card debt with either the state of the economy or, and this is an objective, subjective term about discretionary spending and if people are using credit cards because they're living beyond their means and not fixing their own barbecue pit and just buying new stuff, or they legitimately have to, because of their income, et cetera, have to use a credit card?
It's kind of a mixed signal because when organizations like TransUnion and the New York Fed report credit card debt, so to speak, they're really talking about balances. Like the New York Fed says Americans have $1.2 trillion in credit card debt. That's actually just the balances that showed on their statement. And about half of those people pay it off right away. What I'm getting at is that in some respects, this showcases economic growth because consumers power 70% of the economy, and you know, it goes to show that people are using their cards, they're spending. We would actually expect this to grow over time because of economic growth and population growth, and more people are using cards and fewer are using cash. So actually, in kind of a roundabout sense, some of this shows that the economy is growing. What you don't want at the household level is true debt, people that are paying 20% or sometimes even more month after month after month. We see mixed signals here. You know, on one hand, credit card delinquencies are up. They're close to their highest point since 2011. On the other hand, the debt-to-income ratio is actually pretty low, historically speaking. It's one of these things where all news is local, that, you know, for everybody who's using cards for rewards and convenience and buyer protections, there's someone else who might become trapped in an expensive debt cycle. I don't see it as a systemic risk to the economy, but at the household level, it is hard to build wealth when you're paying 20% month after month after month.
So if I half that $1.2 trillion, we're talking about, and my math skills are almost as good as my carpentry skills, we're talking about $500 billion-plus of people that carry balances on credit cards and are paying 20% on that?
Potentially. It's a little bit of apples to oranges because the stat about the roughly half of cardholders who carry debt, that's people. So it's not necessarily that that half of the balances are carried, although it may end up working out similarly. I've actually heard that about those 0% balance transfer cards, which is actually my favorite debt payoff tip. You know, I've heard that about half of those balances are unpaid at the end of the term, and then, you know, that's the business case. That's why the company offers that deal, because then 0% becomes 20 or 25 or 30, and then you are carrying debt. I still think if you use something like that to your advantage, it can be a huge tailwind. You just have to be disciplined about paying it back. And I know it's easier said than done, and I don't want to shame anybody with credit card debt, because a lot of people have it, and it's often a practical cause. The number one cause is an emergency expense, like a medical bill or a car repair. Number two cause is day-to-day living, just outpacing your paycheck. And that actually gets at the cumulative effect of inflation, which gets back to the whole tariff thing, because we've already had a lot of higher prices the last few years, and a lot of people are feeling pretty tapped out, and then prices may be going higher still. But some of the ways to get a handle on your debt would be a 0% balance transfer card. Move your debt over to the U.S. Bank Shield Visa, for example, which has a 24-month 0% promotion. Really try to attack the debt during that term. Or another option is nonprofit credit counseling. Groups like Money Management International can often negotiate a 6 or 7% rate over 4 or 5 years, and they help you pay your debt back at more favorable terms.
Let me take a break. I'm going to pick it up here when we come back, and I want to take it from micro to macro, how the individuals can affect the economy, what kind of purchasing is being put off, and how that affects the economy. Also, if you're talking about, you know, let's half the $500 billion, $250 billion in revolving credit card debt that's going to be eventually charged off or negotiated down, somebody's got to pay for that. Somebody's going to eat it. And I don't know how that's going to affect those of us that pay the credit card every month. And look, I'm not judging anybody. I've been there twice. Once ran it up as a younger guy because I was stupid and I was overliving my means. Second time because I was divorced, getting divorced, and I had to, and I didn't have a choice. I will never do that again. Tell me what your credit card situation is, please. The Oakland Art Jeweler Talking text line's open at 504-260-1870. Do you pay it off every 30 days? Do you have a balance that you're working to chip down? How many credit cards do you have? What's the balance situation? It's all anonymous, but I will tell you that message, text, and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Traffic now, WWL. 6:58, 2 till 7, just a couple of minutes left with Ted Rossman, our friend, Bankrate senior industry analyst. Americans dealing with a record amount of credit card debt. Tariffs could stress that further. So when it comes to demographics, age groups, Ted, and going from the micro to macro part of it, what kind of spending is being put off, who is putting it off, and how is that affecting the economy?
We found that almost two-thirds, 64% of people with credit card debt have delayed or avoided other financial decisions because of that debt. Building an emergency fund is the biggest delay. Health and wellness spending is the second biggest delay, followed by investing. It's interesting because it's actually Gen Xers who have the most credit card debt, both in terms of balances and percentage of balance carriers. But it's young adults that are more likely to be putting off these other milestones, Gen Z and millennials. I think that speaks to some of the other pressures they're facing, like student debt and household formation costs.
Do we need to do more as a society about educating people when it comes to credit cards?
I would like to see more of that. About half of states have a financial literacy mandate in high school now. Some of it, though, is that life gets in the way and people don't want to be in credit card debt, but they get a big medical bill or car repair or something else that sets them behind.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate your time. And look, I know what y'all are going through because I was getting divorced and tried to charge $40 of Swiss cakes for a Christmas party and was over the limit and couldn't do it and didn't have the cash. And to be 40-something years old and going through that, that is not a good place to be in life. But sometimes it happens. Thankfully, that's behind me and I'll never get there again. We'll talk to Troy Hebert when we come back, Louisiana State Representative. He wants to fundify the Fortify Roof Program. We'll talk about that and more. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.